It's about 7 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Joining us now in studio is the city administrator for the city of Dundas, John McCarthy. John, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Jeff. It's a beautiful day out.
Yeah, it is. Beautiful. Sun is shining. It's a good day for solar. You know, if you got some solar energy, you're going to be soaking up some rays today. How's that for a segue?
Boy, that's a very interesting segue.
No, you had the Dundas City Council met last night. We've talked about the solar ordinances. Is that the right word?
That would be correct, yes.
That was once you got on last night's agenda. Tell us what you did last night.
Well, actually, last night was just a accumulation of what the city's been working on for almost a year now. But the city did adopt a new solar ordinance last night. Basically, it clarified whether solar, what's called a solar garden, basically a freestanding solar energy generation system, would be a permitted use in the city. And the new ordinance basically does not permit a solar garden to be constructed as a principal use. We encourage and permit solar energy as accessory uses. So if someone wants to put a solar generation equipment on their home or power their business by solar generation, that's great. That's we really encourage that. But as a freestanding entity, just to produce solar energy, the council and the planning commission feels that that's more applicable to areas that aren't quote unquote urbanized and aren't serviced by utilities.
So you know,
city's boundaries, right?
Okay.
Correct.
So you can go if you want that. You got to go outside of town.
If you want that, we encourage and hope that there's more of it built out. Mm-hmm. Built outside of the city limits, but basically the council does not feel it's a appropriate use as a freestanding use. Now,
okay, go ahead.
That would not permit, say, something or not prohibit someone to come in and, say, develop an area into like a condominiumized industrial area.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. And as part of that condominiumized area or part of that area as a planned unit development, have a portion that is used for solar energy to service the facilities in the area and possibly sell outside of the area.
Mm-hmm.
But that, you know.
Now, for the individuals that say, hey, I would like to have some, solar panels on my house or somewhere on their own for their own personal usage, is that a permitted process? Do you have to get permits for that? Can they just add that?
It depends on where and what it is, but for the most part, it would take a building permit.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be, it would not be a zoning issue. It would be permitted by the zoning code, but for the most part, unless it became ground mounted or mounted in a way that might encroach on setbacks and that type of thing, or it became, say, larger than a total of 300 square feet on the ground, then there are some requirements on how big it can be. But yes, if you want to put it on your roof, on the side of your building, even have a couple ground mounted solar panels on your property that service your property, no problem at all. That's basically most likely just a building permit issue.
All right. Once again, John McCarthy is with us, Dundas City Administrator. What else did the council tackle last night?
Council just went through a few very simple things. We're looking at this fairly big discussion on some very minimal changes in our employment or our employee handbook. Quite a long workshop actually on that, just trying to clean up some inconsistencies where there was some ambiguity in language, some areas of the policy that seemed to conflict with other areas, and just eliminate those conflicts. Update a couple of the benefit programs, and that would just basically pretty mundane, long discussion on the words of permanent and full-time and one of those things that make that put the audience to sleep in a very quick way.
You might have to give me a nudge here. Jeff, I think we're done. All right. Anything else happening in Dundas then you'd like to pass along?
Well, we're just, you know, we've got a few more building permits for homes, and we're just chugging along on several projects. We're still working on the redevelopment of the downtown, that one property, and we'll be hopefully sending out an RFP for architectural services, finalizing that at the next meeting.
And so this is for the
potential new city hall, right.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, we will look forward to that. That's an exciting thing for Dundas.
Should be fun.
All right. John, thank you so much for stopping by. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff.
And we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Okay, great.
All right. That's Dundas City Administrator John McCarthy.